Good morning. Today is March 16, 2026, and this is your Monex USA Daily Market Update. The dollar is trading lower against its major peers today as geopolitical tensions continue to dominate market sentiment. The ongoing conflict involving Iran has now entered its third week, and unfortunately, we have yet to see meaningful de-escalation. As a result, energy markets are under significant pressure. Brent crude oil has surged above $100 per barrel, driven in part by this weekend's U.S.-led strike on Karg Island, which is Iran's primary oil export hub. The disruption has amplified concerns around global energy supply and inflationary pressures. At the same time, efforts to secure international naval support to reopen the Strait of Hormuz have faced resistance. The White House has called on allies to assist with warships to secure the shipping route, but several nations have declined participation. Most recently, Japan and Australia announced they will not be deploying naval vessels. Despite the geopolitical uncertainty, financial markets appear to believe that the United States has the capacity to absorb the shock and limit the broader economic fallout, reducing the likelihood of a severe global slowdown. Turning to monetary policy, the Federal Reserve will be the central focus this week. The Fed's policy decision is scheduled for Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, followed by chair commentary during the press conference. Market participants will be closely watching how policymakers address inflation risks, particularly in light of the latest geopolitical developments and rising energy prices. Currently, markets have fully priced in a 25 basis points interest rate cut from the Federal Reserve. However, expectations for a second rate cut later in the year remain extremely low, with markets assigning essentially no probability to additional easing at this time. Global equity markets are showing mixed performance as investors weigh geopolitical risks alongside encouraging economic data out of China. Both retail sales and industrial production for January and February came in above expectations, offering some support for global growth sentiment. If Federal Reserve officials signal confidence in the underlying strength of the U.S. economy and downplay the need for further stimulus, we could see a recovery in the U.S. dollar later in the week. Looking ahead, this week is shaping up to be one of the most important for global central bank policy.
Shifting to Europe,
on Wednesday, is trading we have higher the Federal against the Reserve's dollar today after several weeks of weakness. Eastern.
The currency's
then on
recent
Thursday,
performance
a trio
has been
of major central
by the inflationary
banks will announce
pressure
their own
stemming
policy
from
updates,
the expanding geopolitical
the Bank
conflict,
of Japan
and rising
the Bank
energy
of England,
prices,
and the European Central
European
Bank.
European Central Bank officials have traditionally focused their messaging on economic indicators, but this time the conversation may shift. The broader geopolitical environment and its inflationary implications could play a larger role in the ECB's policy outlook when officials meet on Thursday. Meanwhile, the Australian dollar is trading modestly stronger this morning. The currency continues to hover near its recent highs after reaching its strongest level against the US dollar since May of 2022 last week. Tomorrow, the Reserve Bank of Australia will hold its own policy meeting, and markets widely expect the central bank to raise interest rates. If implemented, it would mark the second rate hike this year. Australia's economic resilience has been supported by continued stability in China's economy, which remains a key trading partner. With that support in place, policymakers appear increasingly comfortable that the Australian economy can withstand higher borrowing costs. That's it for today's market update. Be sure to tune back in next time to stay up to date with the market moves that impact your business bottom line. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.